The legislation allows for individuals and businesses to donate to a scholarship foundation and receive a tax credit of 65%. These foundations must be approved by the Virginia Department of Education. And of the dozen approved as of the end of July, they are all faith-based.
And that's a concern, that taxpayer money should be going to pay for faith-based schools, and in a way that's what this is doing.
That is Democratic Delegate Jennifer McClellan, who voted against the bill creating the scholarship tax credit program. The bill sponsor, Republican Delegate Jimmy Massey, says the bill was not written for just faith-based groups, but they did have a voice at the table.
The faith-based organizations, the Catholic Conference and the Jewish Conference and some of the Christian faith-based organizations were big advocates of this. They've been working with me closely over the years, so they've got to jump on people. They knew it was coming, but there's nothing in the legislation that limits anybody, faith-based or non-faith-based, from establishing a scholarship foundation.
These foundations must be 501c3s or c4s and provide scholarships to Virginia students. Massey says the program provides not only tax incentives, but provides assistance to children and families who may not otherwise afford a private school.
Those donations go to a scholarship foundation, and then the scholarship foundation turns around and can award scholarships to kids that are in the public school system to go to the non-public school of their parents' choice. And it is limited to families with incomes up to 300% of the federal poverty level, and for those families with disabled kids, up to 400% of the federal poverty level.
A family of four with a household income of $70,000 would be within 300% of the federal poverty level, while an annual income of $93,000 would be within 400% of the FPL. The state does have a cap of $25 million a year in available tax credits. Delegate McClellan says her biggest opposition is that that money could have gone into the public school budget.
I oppose anything that takes money out of the public school system and diverts it to private schools, and in part, I don't think we're fully funding all of our public school needs, particularly since the recession. We have made a number of cuts in K-12 education. We have not backfilled those cuts.
Delegate Massey says that the cost sharing the state does with local schools could lead to a positive return when a student does go private.
On this scholarship program, when a child comes out of a public school, they're going to lose one child, and they're going to lose 55% of their funding from the state. But they get to keep the local funding. So they'll have less children and have more money to spread over all of those children.
Massey says it's not all about money. The scholarship tax credit was modeled on one in Florida, and he says there are other benefits as well.
The competition that this scholarship program will create will actually make the public schools better as well. So we think it's a win-win for the families, the kids, and the public schools.
Delegate McClellan's opposition points to government responsibility.
One of the primary responsibilities of government, you know, when we promise every child a free, high-quality public education, that's where our priority should be, not in, you know, helping others go to private school.
The Education Improvement Scholarship Tax Credit Program is administered by the Virginia Department of Education. I'm Tab O'Neill.